Oh, so there you sort of stick it in here towards the end on kavav. Very basic to chalitza. Now, the chorim talk about is what is chalitza. So we mentioned it's a mitzvah, and it's definitely also a matter of the shuk. But the heter of the shuk, when chalitza is matter a woman to shuk, what's the lumbus? It's an achronisha chakira here. Is it a kinyan? Is it be'etzim a kinyan? Or is it something else? Gzeres HaKasif. Meaning to say, let's say get. So get is certainly a Gzeres HaKasif, but it's also a kinyan. It's also, the concept in get is that the husband's the Bailam, and he is being makne the Isha back to herself, or freeing the Isha. Right? The same way in Adon, when he frees his Eved, he's doing it, he gives a shtar, right, similar to the way Karka is Niknas Bishtar, and the etzmas going on is there's a kinyan being powered by the das of the Bailam. That's the story of Stam Kinyanim, and there's room to say that chalitza is just like get, similar to get in concept. Or you could say, no, it has nothing to do with that whatsoever. It's merely a maisa that you do. This that the Torah tells you, do this, and she will be mutaris. But nothing to do with the musagim of kinyanim. So just say what we would say pashtus, without the achronim or without thinking too hard. You just see the Gemara. So there's room to think it's like a kinyan. Why? It says on Daf Kavav, Braisa says that chalitza, you need ashechav l'shneihem. You need both of them to have kavana. And what do they have to have kavana for? So the Gemara says that if the Yavam thinks that by doing chalitza, he's actually being kona the Isha and not freeing the Isha, so in Mela, the chalitza doesn't work. Right? If he says, the Dayanim tell him, chalotza v'kacha takonsa. So it doesn't work. And based on this, the Torah says that you have to have kavana and chalitza, shetehei muteres lezar v'chalitza zu. So Mela, they have to have kavana, this is being matter halashuk, so it sounds a little bit like it's a kinyan. So the achronim, Reb Shimon, Reb Chaim, Reb Chanan, others, they all try to prove that that's not the case. So Reb Shimon is in Shar Yosher, Shar Zayin, Perek Vav. It brings another number of rights that this isn't a kinyan. Now Reb Shimon, you know, is very conceptual in his thinking, very so to stick. His first raya, I just enjoyed to say over because I heard this from my Rebbe Rav David Lifshitz Zatzal, who heard this from Rav Shimon. And he said, Rav Shimon, when he said this Vart, he said it's a mitzvah to be a fire saint to the world. So every time it happens to this Vart, I use for a lot of things, but every time I say it over, it's like enjoyable because it's my Rebbe said to be a fire saint. So Rav Shimon says off the bat, it can't be that chalitza has anything to do with kinyan, because it can't be that the yavam has a kinyan on the yavama. That's not what's going on here. It's not like Isha's here that the yavam has some bailus here. He says he's so based on a rashba. There's an interesting rashba of Gittin Dafayin Dalad that the rashba wants to know how did Chazal know that by a get you can be megarish a woman even against her will? How do you know? It's a whole thing there, a whole, it says Vanasan Biyada, but Vanasan, the Rashba shows, sometimes means to give it to somebody and they willingly accept it. So he says, how do you know that? So Rashba says Yisod, or Shimon built on it more. He says the whole Yisod, that the Isha is Kanu to the Ish, that it says Ki Yikach Ish Isha. So that tells me that he could be Megarish or Baal Karka. He says, because that's what Kinyan means. He owns it, and therefore it's his power to free her. If he needs her consent, then lehefech, she owns him. That is some Kinyan. So this is partially you could free your Eved. You don't need your Eved's consent, because then the Eved would also be the Adam. So just the basic musik of Akigah Hishishi, he says, tells me that you could free a woman Balkar. So he says here by Chalitza, he says his Pasha's not a Kenyan, because if it's a Kenyan, you need the Dasa Isha also. The woman has to consent to Chalitza. Not only that, the whole Mice is being done by the woman. So he says, if so, it can't be that the Yavam Be'etzim has a Kenyan on the Yavama. And therefore he says Chalitza is not Be'etzim a Mice Kenyan. And he brings other rayos, right? His other big raya is that it says actually chavnu shneihem. It's kavana. It does not need das. Kavana is not the same as das, right? We know the Gemara says that chalitza mutar is kshera. Even if you trick the yavam into going through the process, you promise him money that you never mean to give him. Afal pikein, it works, right? Unlike by any other kinyan, we know that. Rava holds like Rav Yossi. We don't hold like Rav Yossi Lamaskana, but Rava holds like Rav Yossi that even a katana is capable of doing chalitza. The Braisa says you need kavana. Yeah, so katana has kavana. She has kavana, she just doesn't have das. Kinyan needs das. But kavana is something less.
What's the difference?
And what's the difference? What's the difference? So they speak a lot about this. Rav Shimon speaks a lot about this. Kavana is just giving a gedder, defining your action, giving your action definition and direction. Whereas das, as in das kinyan, the das is is like the engine behind the whole kinyan. I'll tell you with a gemara. There's a gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Gimel says Yisod. It says that a katan has maisa, but he doesn't have machshava. Maisa doesn't have machshava. What does that mean? So the Gemara says it means he has a maisa. He could do things, and he can even do things that need kavana. Right there is talking about making kelim, lagabe that they should be makabel tuma. But it's also true a katan can make tzitzis. A katan could be a sofer, even to write things lishma. Different things a katan could do, even maisa when it is lishma. But he could do a maisa. But machshava he can't have. So, it's explained that what it means machshava can't have is something that the machshava itself is on its own being an engine to create a chalos. That's it's not the maisa. Right? By a kinyan, what's doing a kinyan? The Achronim explained a kinyan, what's powering a kinyan is the das. Das makna. He is the bailam. And as bailam here writes that his decision and his das has the power to be magnet to the object of someone else. It's working by his das. The kinyan doesn't do anything. Kinyan itself doesn't transfer ownership. It's the das that transfers ownership. The kinyan works to make the das binding. Whereas by chalitza, it's not like that. The way Rav Shimon explains it is chalitza, it has to have kavana because for chalitza to be a maisa of chalitza, it has to be done with a certain kavana. And it needs ratzon. But it's not pshat that das is powering the chalitza, that there's a das makna here. It's just that in order to make it into chalitza, it has to be done the ratzon shneim. It's a din of chalitza, it needs ratzon. But it's not that the machshava is the actual das is just powering the chalitza. Let's just maybe make it a little clearer, just a mashal. Is by a carbon. A carbon, you need ratzon. If a carbon is brought against your will, it's not a good carbon. But it has nothing to do with das. Right? You can't make a tanai on your carbon. Right? There's no inyan of toast there. It's not the etzem a problem for the katan bringing a carbon. It has to be the ratzon. It doesn't need that kinyan to kadas. That's something more. It's also an interesting thing. You know, the halacha is by chalitza. If you do a chalitza without kavana, and even the fact in poskim says if you do chalitza with a modah beforehand. Let's say someone does a chalitza, and beforehand he tells Adim, I don't really mean this. I'm doing it, but I don't really mean it. But then he does it. So without ratzon, you don't have chalitza, but it has a din that apostles serve from doing evil. Because we say the din of shuv lo yivne. So it's interesting, by a get, it's not like that. By a get, if a person, if he didn't have real das, right, if it's a toast, or if it's kavana, he didn't really have das, he gave him odah beforehand, the get's not a get, and it's completely not a get, she's mutaris to marry a kohen, right?
I thought if Kain does it, she's asked her.
No, so since it wasn't with das of the Megarish, it It's not a get bechlal. No, right? Sometimes it is. It's no reach a get. It's like an interesting musuk. I thought at one point it just brings this out. I thought it was very interesting. So Rava says, Rava holds even a katana to do chalitza. He says the katana, she has to be an onus nedarim. There's a din, we learn in Gzeres HaKasiv, that Anara, when she's 11 years old, she's able to make nedarim, and her nedarim are valid. And she'll have to keep the nedarim. She's only katana. But even when she becomes a gadola, she'll have to keep this neder. It has a real din of a neder, even though she was a katana. But only when she gets to the stage of havana, of onas nedarim, which is when she's 11 years old. So it's a pella. Okay, it's a pella. Okay, it's a strange because there's a custom by neder. But what does it have to do with chalitza? So the chared of pshat is that a neder is the same sort of din. It has to be done with ratzon. By a neder, it's not going to work if you don't have ratzon to do it, but it doesn't need real das. It's not her das which makes the neder, but it's her dibur that makes the neder. A dibur, Bal Yachal Devaro, the Kedushas had dibur, and she has to keep it. It's a lesser, it's something lesser than das, and therefore here also the kavan is lesser than das, it's not a kinyan, and therefore that's all that's needed to make a chalitza. So that brings us to really a very big, intense shastic inin here. And that's the inin of Eidekiyim. So the famous Reb Chaim, I can authentically say this is one of the most famous Reb Chaims. That Reb Chaim says that Chalitza does not need Eidim. See, he gets out of the Rambam. But the Rambam holds Chalitza does not need Eidim. Have Eidei Kiyam, even though Get and Kedushim do need Eidim to make Eidei Kiyam, because it doesn't need Das Makna. It doesn't need, there's no real Das Kinyan here, it's just Gzeres HaKasiv, and therefore it doesn't need Eidim. So just to give a little Hakdama, basic Hakdama to Eidei Kiyam, if you learn Kedushim Samach Hei, the Gemara says, Lo Mikaimi Milsa El Basadi, that by Kedushim, which is a Kinyan, it's not going to be valid without Eidim. Al Pishnei Eidim Yakum Davar, to be Mekayim, to give a Kiyim to this Kedusha needs Eidim. And the Gemara seems to understand this is a Din and Kinyan. It has something to do with Kinyan, because the Gemara's bother, why is it different than Kinyanim? By Kinyanim, you can have a Kinyan even without Eidei Kiyim. Right? You won't know about it, but you can have a Kinyan without having Eidim there. And the Gemara says, why is that? So the Gemara says, no, by Kinyan there's a din of Hadas Baldim Kimei Eidim Dami. So even without Eidim's like this, Eidim. But by Kiddushin, with Zechiyav Lachrini, you're also being Mechayiv, not just the Isha, be Mechayiv, other people also. She's becoming an Isha Sish, everyone's going to be Chayiv Chenek. So the Mela, Zechiyav Lachrini, Hadas Baldim doesn't work, and therefore for this Kinyan to work, you need Eidim. But the mashmos is that the need for Eidei Kiyam has something to do with Kinyanim, is that to make a Kinyan, you have to have Eidim, and the pshat will be, is that when you need Das, you need, a Kinyan needs Das, that's the engine powering this whole process. So Mamela, if you need Das, to make it really binding, you need Eidim there. Because the pshat is the Das is coming, being Mechayiv, the two parties in the Kinyan, being Mechayev, the person being Makna. And to be Mechayev, a person, for his Das to create an actual Schayevus in him, it has to be that this Das could be recognized and seen in Bezdin. If you don't have Eidim, so there's no way Bezdin could legally know about it. And the Mele Kinyanim, Bein by Mamon, Bein by Erva, which is Nerdavar Davmi Mamon, so they're all in Yanim to Bezdin, right? Like we spoke about, that Bezdin has power, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, they have the power of Ginu Rabban and Kedushim, they have power, and these Musagim of Kinyan, it has to be able to be recognized in Bezdin, and the Das, making this Das binding, part of making it binding is having the Das doing a Maisa Kinyan, but at that time, Maisa Kinyan should be in front of Eidim. Oh, very nice. Well, now, as Pasha to explain, is that therefore, sometimes a woman could not have Eidim. When? If her husband dies, woman's husband dies, even without Edom, she's Mutares. Right? Doesn't have to have any Edom seeing it. So too, a woman who's Mizana. She cheats on her husband, even if there's no Edom who saw it. But if the husband is convinced that this really happened, he's usher to his wife. Why? Why doesn't he need Edikiyam? Right? You're making a change in Davar Sheva Erva. So the pshat is no, because there's no kinyan going on here. The whole point is a kinyan, a das, of kinyan needs it. But snus doesn't need das, misa doesn't need das. So mela, there's no need for Edom. So that's very nice. Rav Chaim says that this is why chalitza doesn't need Edom. Now how does Rav Chaim know chalitza doesn't need Edom? So two very powerful gemaras we have here. One on Kof Hei, the Gemara talks about Rabbi Kiva Shita, right? So you have to dig a little bit to understand that Chalitza doesn't need Edom, because of course Chalitza does need a Bezdin, and Halacha, without a Bezdin, the Chalitza doesn't work. We're just talking of Lamdas here, and Lamdas, if you didn't need a Bezdin, would you need Edekiyam? Right? It's a Lamdas Shonakuda. But how do we can still talk about it, and we can still make nafkaminas in the real world. So first of all, this arrived from the Gemara by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that a bezdin, even though you need a bezdin by chalitza, but it's not ma'akev. And therefore Rabbi Akiva says, if the chalitza happens, even beino leveina, it works, and she's moteres l'shak. Good. And he says, beino leveina. Right, l'chara, nobody there. So the Gemara seems to be okay with it. It has one question. It says, mina yada. If so, how do we know about it? Okay, it's nice they did it, mina yada, but if we're going to matter the woman to the shuk, mina yada. So it doesn't say, how does it work? There's no Edei Kiyam. It just says, how do we know about it? And it says, oh, we know about it. It has to be that there were Edim outside who were peeking in. But without that, taka, it would not be. We wouldn't know about it. So we wouldn't be able to act based on that. But it sounds like the Gemara was okay in principle with the concept that the Chalitza Be'etzem would work. And if they didn't have to worry about anyone else knowing about it, no one was going to bother them or stop them, they would be fine doing the Chalitza even with no Edom there. So that's one Shtak Raya. The other Shtak Raya is from the Gemara on Kuf Beis. The Gemara says there that talks about a Yevama, her husband dies, and then she goes to live by she's a katana, and she goes to live without doing Yivam or Chalitza. She goes to live by her dead husband's family. So it says right, a Yevama shegadla bein ha'achem. So she hangs out before the achem. So the Gemara says she's not possible from Yivam. Even though you would have thought she's patel for Eve, because maybe we should be choshesh, maybe while she was living in their house for a long time, she actually once took off one of her brother-in-law's shoes. And if she did that, it would already be have a din of shuv lo yivne. She already did chalitza, even though it was al kavana, but she did a little bit of chalitza, and she wouldn't be able to do Yivam anymore, and she'd have to do chalitza. So the Gemara says, not choshesh, that happens. Yeah, how often do...
Right.
So to passel her from doing Yivam, even without Kavana, it'll be passel. And Rekika, we know, also we hold is not Ma'akiv. And therefore, if she just took off her brother-in-law's shoe, so that would say she can't do Yivam anymore. But the Gemara says, yeah, how often do girls take off their brother-in-law's shoe? Let's not worry about this. Fine. But it sounds like, what about the Edekim? If you need Edekim for Chalitza, so if you need Edekim for Chalitza, without a Bezdin, we'll say it passels her from, right, it didn't, it's actually a Mishnah, that if there's no Bezdin, if you don't have three people there, you don't have a Bezdin, so she's still going to be passel from doing Yivam. But Pashtus, we should say, is that if there's no Edekim, so Memela, it should be nothing. Right? Without Edekim, L'chayr, it shouldn't even passel her from Yivam. Why? Because Rav Chaim makes the point. He says that without Eidei Kiyum, l'chor you have nothing. And if a woman's divorced without Eidei Kiyum, so it's nothing. She's mitaris to a Kohen. That's not a gerushin b'chlal. Right? The same way, if a woman's mekudeshes without Eidei Kiyum, there's nothing there b'chlal. So therefore, Rav Chaim says, you see from this Gemara that a woman who does chalitza without any eidim, she still becomes pasul from Yivam. And he points out that the Rambam writes this. The Rambam writes the Feirish that even if there's no one present whatsoever, that's still enough that will say Shuvlo Yivna, that will be a mixus chalitza. So he says, Rav Chaim says, you see from there, from the Rambam, that in principle, chalitza does not need eidikim. There's no musik of eidikim. Right, the other big inin here that goes in line with this is din by Yivam, right? By Yivam Mosel, Rav Chaim points out that the Rambam does not mention a din of Eidim by Eidikim by Yivam, right? We don't have to have Eidim before they go into the room to have the beer of Yivam. The Rashba also writes this, is true, Rashba Chelik Dal and Sim and Shin Chav Ches. So he writes, it's Gemara Beferish Gemara that Yivam doesn't need Eidei Kiyum. Because the Gemara writes in Yivamus Nun Ches, it's talking there about a sota. That a woman to become a sota, she only becomes a sota if she was mezana after she already had beer with her husband. She's beer with her husband, and then afterwards, if she's mezana, she becomes a sota. So the Gemara says, it's possible for an arusa to have beer and still be an arusa. How is that possible? That if the arusa, they had a kiddushin, they didn't have the suin, and then they have bia, but they have bia in the house of the girl's father. He has bia by his in-laws, but this arusa that doesn't make the suin, and therefore that'll be a case of an arusa who had bia with her arus. Gemara says, but by shomeris yavam, it's impossible to have a shomeris yavam who had beer with the yavam, because there's no way a shomeris yavam could possibly have beer with the yavam without already being an eishes esh. So why is it impossible? If there were no eidei kiyum, so she would still be a shomeris yavam. So we see from there, the emphasis is it's basically pashut, right? That a yavam doesn't need eidei kiyum. And the pshat being is this pshat, because Eidei Kiyum is for das kinyan, when you don't need das kinyan, because Yivam works even with no das at all, and therefore you don't need Eidim there. That's interesting. The Mechaber holds that way. The Ramah actually says Yivam you should have Eidim, and the Gra points out it's against the Gemara. Okay, but definitely Rambam Shita, that, and the Pashas HaGemara is very strongly that Yivam does not need Eidim. So the side is that Eidim is a din in the das of the Kinyan, so you don't need it by Chalitza, you don't need it by Yivam. Maybe also mentioned tangentially, very strong Pashas also in the Rambam, that Nisuin doesn't need Eidim. Right? We always try to get Eidei Yichud, you have an Eidei Yichud for Nisuin. And the Rambam is very clear that you don't need that. You know, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, he tells you that before Matan Torah, a man and a woman, beino levein atzma, with no one else there, no one knowing about it, they have bia l'shem Ishus, and it's already their Eishes Ish. It says, came the Torah is mechadish, that before you become Eishes, before you have the suin, you should first do a kinyan with Eidim there. So what's the whole nekuda of Kiddushin is that it's been mechadish, you need Eidim, because this has to be a kinyan, a din kinyan, which means recognizing bezin, therefore you need Eidim there. And the nesuin is just the regular, that was without the Torah. That nesuin is just that they become husband and wife by living together as husband and wife. And that's something that Pasha doesn't need Eidim. It's Pasha, just like what he says by Gayim, that it's Beinolavin Aspel, there's no musik of kinyan in there, and therefore it doesn't need Eidei Kiyum. So this is all very, very passionate. That's real. In fact, the suin, you know, it's interesting. We're all very makbid about this, having aidim. I was once made an aid by someone's badekin. It's one of the, you know, I had a lot of embarrassing moments, so this really, it was not so embarrassing, but it was a little embarrassing because I was a bacher and I was pushing my way through the woman to get a good, so I could actually watch the Bedeckin. And they asked me, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm an eighth Habedeckin. And the photographer was there, and he says, I've been at hundreds of chassidim. There's no such thing as eighth Habedeckin. But the person getting married, I'm not going to tell you who he is, he's very chashayit, but yeah, he knows the Mordechai says the Bedeckin is really the Nesuin, and Nesuin needs Edim. There's a day like that, but the Pasha says Nesuin does not need Edim. The Rambam says that lots of rails. Not so much Indian, but there's a lot of rails. I'll tell you one raya. The Gemara in Gittin, it's from Shlomo Kluger, just points out, it's the Feresh Gemara in Gittin, Daftan Zion. Which is an interesting Gemara to say over. It's like a little bit of it's chizik, really. It says, it's talking about the greatness of Klal Yisrael and how Yosef was chashid, but there's much bigger tzaddikim than Yosef HaTzadik. He says, who are the biggest tzaddikim? There was a Arus and Arusaso, a man and a woman who had Kiddushin, didn't have the Suin, and they were taken by the Gayim. And the Gayim took them as Avadim and married them off one to the other. It says, they didn't Suin. And it's in a suin, and they had to live in one house together. So they lived in one house together, in one bed together, but never touched her their whole lives until they died. Whoa, why? Because they didn't have kasher eidah for the ksuva. Gemara Gittin. Wow. Right? What a yid could be. Unreal. Amazing. Okay. Okay, so that's a nice story. But the longer shenakuda is what do you mean because they didn't have Aiden for the ksuva? It's asur tevabia without nesuin. They didn't have Aiden for the nesuin. That's what he said. No, you don't need Aiden for the nesuin. Okay, so that's the Rambam. That's very strongly the Pashas. This is sort of a chayim that Aiden Kim is a din of das kinin. The Cholek is the Ritva. I'll just mention the Ritva by us. He says, no, Chalitza needs Eidei Kiyam. And either Gemara doesn't sound that way. You have to be dochek in the Gemara a little bit. He says, but no, Avada without Eidei Kiyam is absolutely nothing. He says, not only that, if you would do Chalitza without Eidei Kiyam, she could still do Yivam, because your Chalitza without Eidei Kiyam is absolute zero. The Ritva writes in Kedushin Yud Beis, he says, even Yivam needs Eidei Kiyam. Wow. Right? Even though there's no Das Bechlal. But it needs, what? Yeah. There's a Machlokis, there's other Rishonim there also, with it's also Rush there. Okay, there's a lot of Makaros, but my Lashitasa, I'm bringing out the Ritva here, okay? So the Ritva says it needs you. You know, I'll tell you, the Meister Rama Paskins this way, but I do like that the Gemara says it's against the Gemara. Okay, but that's the Ritva Shita. There's a Tosri Azakin, which is quoted a lot, because as far as I know, is the only one who says this. Tosri Azakin in Kedushin Daf Yud says that Chuppah needs Eidim also. So there is this mahalach. So I'm making the Rav Chaim like very geschmack, but there is this mahalach. The Ritva holds this way. So I just want to say, just b'kitzur, what do you say for the Ritva? Just one point. Even if you're docha the Gemara, you broke Gemara, it doesn't sound that way. Okay, it doesn't sound that way. Fine. But the kasha is, if everything is eidei kiyam, even if you don't need das at all. So when the husband dies, why don't we need eidei kiyam? When a woman's mezana, you're creating an iser labayla without eidei kiyam. Not everything needs Eidei Kiyam. What's Pshat? What is it? Well, what is Pshat to the Ritva? What makes a need for Eidei Kiyam? So just we have to see if the Ritva is that he understood, not like we're saying from the Zachronim, that Chalitza really is a Kinyan. And not only that Yivam is a Kinyan, but it doesn't need Das Kinyan. It does not need full Das Kinyan, even though it is a Kinyan. There's a Kinyan going on. But generally, kinyanim need das. Yivam is a kinyan, but it does not need das. How does that work? It's a little funny that should work. L'chor, the musik is because it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv hatzayir zu yivim, and therefore, somehow the kinyan works without das. It's a kinyan, but it's different than any other kinyan. We would have thought kinyan is built on das. The whole kinyan is just making das money. No, it's a different type of kinyan, but it needs eidim, because l'maisa, it's a kinyan. L'maisa, this is Zedin, not mitzad the das, but just bechlal. The Torah doesn't recognize a chalos in ishus, in mammon, or in ishus is the best without there being edim to create. Al pishne edim yakum davar. Right? It's taka hard to explain. It's, you know, right? If you shach, it doesn't have to be in front of edim. If you go to the mikvah, it doesn't have to be in front of edim. You have to say the pshat is, there's something about the fact this is a Kenyan Dikadin, right, that makes it that it needs a day Kiyam. Even though it's nothing to do with that, it's much harder to really, I feel a little nothing harder here. Okay, that's the Mahal. One last point here, just to mention the Sugya Nogeya, this Indian. It's an Indian by Chalitza, there's a Chiddush by Chalitza, this amazing Chiddush, that even if you make a Tanai on Chalitza, the Chalitza works, but the Tanai is batal. Right? You say, do a Chalitza and I'll pay you $1 million, he does the Chalitza, you don't have to pay him because the Chalitza is still a good Chalitza, but the Tanai is batal, because there's no Tanai on Chalitza. So what does it mean? Why is there no Tanai on Chalitza? So very connected to what we're saying, Rashi calls the Gemara Ksu Stafayin Dalet. The Gemara says that anything that's Leisa B'Shlichus Leisa B'Tznai. Not in Shlichus, not in Tznai. Since you can't do Chalitza Alidei Shlichus, which we spoke about a different time, so therefore you can't make a Tznai on it. So Shaila is just, what's the Lamdus? So the Lamdus, they will first say Tosus just said, what's Bechlal? Shlichus, Tznai, what's the Shlichus? So Tosus says, more embellish and acronym is that Tznai, you can only make a Tznai on something that's your power. It's your business. You're the boss. You're the Bailam here. You can make Tznai. But, and to make a Shlich on something is also the same sort of thing. You can make a Shlich on things. It's my power, and therefore it's my inin, and therefore I could appoint a Shlich to do it on my behalf and give over the power to the shliach. But something that's leisa b'shlichus is also leisa b'tznai because I don't have koach on it. So the way Acharonim explains by chalitza is that chalitza, very nice of the way we've been explaining it, that it needs kavana but not das. So in das, so that means das bailam. It's my power, it's my koach. I'm the bailam to make a tznai. But kavana, I can't make a tznai on kavana. Right? I'm not the bailam on the heter of the yavam l'shok. I am just an ingredient. The Yavama and Yavama are just ingredients in the Maisa, which makes a Heter L'Shak. And they have to have Kavana, but it's not their power. They don't have that power, and therefore they can't make a Tanai. So it's very interesting Tshuva of the Oneg Yom Tov. This is in Simon Gimel. And he says, just a beautiful Yisoid, he explains Chalitza so beautifully. And then he says, we see from here, that anything that's kavana, not das, there's no musuk of tznai. And therefore he says, so that seems pretty pashut, that by mitzvos you can't make a tznai. Because right? Mitzvos, it's just kavana. It's not a din of das, there's no bailus, it's just kavana. L'maisa is a machlok, it's if mitzvos trichas kavana or mitzvos don't need kavana. But even if mitzvos need kavana, he said you still can't have a tznai. Oh, so with that, he asks his kasha, a well-known kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Pei Tes and Hilchos Sfir Sa'omer. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if a person davens Maariv early, when he counts Sfir Sa'omer, he should count with a Tanai. Meaning he should count without a bracha, and count the day, today is the fifth day, and make a Tanai that if he remembers later, to when after it's dark, he'll make a bracha and count the Omer, and his first counting, he'll still be able to make a bracha later, because his first counting, he was only counting out tonight that he doesn't remember later. Oh, so Zis, beautiful. So, right, pointed out, there in the Magen Avraham point said it only works if you say Mitzvah Shechus Kavana, okay, but the Shulchan Aruch tells Mitzvah Shechus Kavana, and therefore make it tonight. So the Oneg Yom Tov says no, he says he doesn't hear it. This is not Das, this is Kavana, it's just like Chalitza. You have Kavana, but it doesn't mean you're the Baal HaMaisa, and the Raya is you can't do Rali Dei Shliach. Anything you can't do Rali Dei Shliach, you can't do it tonight, you can't count Sviris Omer Ali Dei Shliach, so you can't make it tonight. Very stark kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, and also just mention we have to end, but the Chassam Sofer gives a bit of a teretz. Chassam Sofer and Evan Ezer Chelik Bey Simon Sadi. He says no. Maybe you could say that mitzvahs really are shayach and shlichus. Tons of mitzvahs are shayach and shlichus. That's them. You are the bailam on your mitzvah, and that's why you can make a shlichus. Why can't you count Sviris Omer like they shlichus? No, but that's you could. It's just that the Torah says that every yid has to count the Omer. So if you did it Rali Dei Shlichus, you wouldn't be counting it. So the Torah says, no, don't do Rali Dei Shlichus. You could do Rali Dei Shlichus. That would be called counting the Omer, but you can't because I want you to do it. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's why by mitzvahs, even though they're not in Shlichus, we can still make a tonight. So the Oneg Yom Tov, we'll just end with this. Oneg Yom Tov didn't like this. I also want to tell you, it's very easily to hear not like the Chassam Sofer, is because by Chalitza, L'chayra mitzvah is no different than Chalitza. You need Kavana, right? It's a question if you even need Kavana. You just have to make it into a mitzvah. You shake lulav, you have to make it into a shaking of lulav. But it's not your bailus to make a tznai on it. Who are you to say if it should be? You're the bailam on the kima mitzvah? HaKadosh Baruch is the bailam on the kima mitzvah. And just like HaKadosh, right, if Chalitza you can't make a tznai because Hashem's the bailam, it's totally b'shamayim. You are not the Bailam. So by Mitzvah Sosla, I thought it's Pashat. You're not the Bailam. It's just a din. You need your Kavana to make it into a Maisa Mitzvah. So Mamela, there's very good reason to think like the Oneg Yom Tov that really by Mitzvah there shouldn't be Shaykh tonight. Okay. All right, so we'll have to end here because it might be another share coming in. So.
Why is the Mitzvah?